Activist behind Netflix's Dave Chappelle protest has racist, homophobic, anti-Asian tweets exposed. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 23, 2021. Ashley Marie Preston, the activist behind the Netflix protest over veteran comedian Dave Chappelle and his comedy special, The Closer, has had a series of bigoted tweets exposed. Social media users shared screenshots displaying several of the activist's alleged tweets, which went viral on Twitter. Asian hoes act like they won't get karate chopped in they motherfucking throat. What is this hoe staring at? Mind ya beeswax. Hashtag bitch. Zhu broke my phone on this Asian bitch's head. I have Asian friends. But they some motherfucking hashtag weirdo sometimes, I said it but we all think it. In another tweet, Preston appears to call someone a furry slipper wearing ass fuck boy as well as a dick rider. Adding, I'd beat the dog shit out of you, and, in real life I'd smash your fucking head in like a can of A&W root beer. A video, which went viral on social media, splices Preston's Netflix protest speech with the purported tweets. Language warning. The anti-Dave Chappelle activist also appears to have expressed her dismay over people working at Latino and Asian businesses not speaking English. Latino and Asian businesses need to stop being rude and fucking disrespectful. And I know it's a lot to ask and CA but speak fucking English. Just cuss that Asian bitch clean the fuck out. You mess up my order and then blame me? English is my first language, bitch. Other screenshots show tweets calling someone a faggot fucker and referring to people as faggot cocksuckers. That is the last time I help that faggot fucker. He's bringing me problems, Truman help him. Got the nine on these motherfuckers. Faggot cocksuckers, leave them shook like jelly, in a jam. Smuckers. Another tweet talked about how drunk and drugged up Asian bitches are a predator's dream. I think this girl overdosed, I hope her homegirl don't leave her with them dudes. Drunk drugged up Asian bitches are a predator's dream. The screenshots also display tweets attacking Asians for allegedly driving poorly. Almost got hit by an Asian in a BMW as I crossed the street. Yes, I know what you mean, but the important thing is that we didn't say it. Another damn Asian almost hit me while crossing. What the fuck is it with y'all and damn vehicles? I have an idea. The tweets were first unearthed in 2019. While Preston served as a surrogate for Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA's presidential primary campaign. Elizabeth Warren under fire as campaign surrogate's racist, homophobic tweets come to light, read an October 2019 headline by Law and Crime. Preston responded to the controversy by taking to Twitter to issue a lengthy statement, in which he apologized and blamed her substance abuse for the tweets, stating that she had been strung out on drugs and tweeting from an impaired conscience. At the height of my meth addiction, 8-9 years ago, I made a series of racially insensitive and homophobic tweets, Preston said at the time. I wasn't out yet, and was dealing with internalized transphobia while homeless in a neighborhood where I felt culturally inferior. Preston added that while the tweets were resurfaced as a political play, she takes full responsibility for my actions and deeply apologized to those I've offended or hurt. On Wednesday, Netflix employees staged a walkout, claiming Chappelle's comedy special was transphobic. Watch below. Transgender Netflix employees also released a list of demands of senior management, including a call for more transgender and non-binary content, and more trans personnel at the highest levels of the company. While The Closer sparked outrage among woke activists, the special's audience score on the film and television review aggregation website Rotten Tomatoes, however, has a 96% positive rating. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.